https://www.gstatex/contact-information/. Elizabeth Thomas, Complaint Inspector 512-463-8089. Image PNG, emoji-mouth covered by metal zipper, meaning will not or refusing to speak the truth, not so fast. Image PNG, emoji standard speaking head showing speaking the truth here. Click on speaking head emoji to play audio media of this email. Check the URL address is valid. Links this information network has been noted to be placed as valid information society listed as related links on Jat Truth Finder background report. No kidding. Continue reading or link to audio media. Ref. https://www.discovermagazine.com/health/worried-about-your-foul-mouth-swearing-could-actually-be-good-for-you-health-worried-about-swearing-too-much. Science says you shouldn't be. People who swear like a sailor are more honest and more intelligent, studies show. By Alex Orlando, Jan 14, 2026 AM. Damn honest. Beyond swearing's impacts on the body and mind, research has shown that cursing can influence our social dynamics, too. A 2012 study found that swearing can enhance the effectiveness and persuasiveness of an argument. In addition, cursing can also convey an emotional reaction to something without us resorting to physical violence. And while many might consider swearing less than savory, a recent study revealed that people who curse often actually lie less and have a higher degree of integrity. After the scientists surveyed how often participants use profanity, they conducted a series of tests to determine how truthful an individual was. The research team found a positive link between profanity and honesty. Cursing was associated with less deception on an interpersonal level, and higher levels of integrity overall. Acrewap Truth Finder valid-related-links-validated.png. This email has spoken voice narrative audio media available and has been archived too. http://webdomains.reluphuman.net/texasjailproject.org/gmail-tcjscomplaint-closed-htm.n. http://fuckeduphuman.life/elizabeth-thomas/. http://fuckeduphuman.life/elizabeth-thomas/gmail-tcjscomplaint-closed-htm.n. http://found-an-embers-at-fucked-up-human.net/512-463.8089/. http://found-an-embers-at-fucked-up-human.net/512-463.8089/gmail-tcjscomplaint-closed-htm. Texas Legislature, Weed of Corruption Bears Bitter Fruit All Over Texas, by Christopher Adams, - October 10, 2019. There's no way to sugarcoat it. The roots of public corruption run deep in Texas soil. From LBJ's 1948 Box 13 scandal to the undoing of the Crystal City government in 2016, insidious behavior from elected officials is a pervasive problem that erodes the public's trust between skyscraper and T-Post. And what is the state doing about it? Is it doing enough? The Office of the Attorney General, OAG, couldn't answer. Spokesperson Kaylee Lawson stated in an email that the OAG could not provide an interview on this subject and referred us to the Department of Public Safety, DPS. The answers are not much, and no, according to Craig McDonald, Director of Texans for Public Justice, I think that there are some fundamental things very wrong with the Texas political system which results in corruption and even things that are legal that most citizens would think corrupt, McDonald said. He cited Texas' loose restrictions on campaign spending and donations and the state's very few restrictions, if any, on revolving door from business to government back to business. Those instances don't get prosecuted because they're written in Texas statutes as the legal way we do business here, McDonald said. Texas gets an F in transparency. The Center for Public Integrity's 2015 State Integrity Investigation, updated in 2018, gave Texas an F grade in political financing, lobbying disclosure, executive accountability, electoral oversight and public access to information. These statistics seem like the perfect ingredients for widespread public corruption, according to Special Agent Michelle Lee, a public affairs officer at the FBI San Antonio office. The number of cases opened in their office doubled from 2012 through 2013 and tripled in 2014. In 2015, they opened up cases of significant proportions requiring an array of personnel resources. She also noted that 75% of their cases are concentrated along the border. The border has been a hotbed of corrupt activity. From the Rio Grande Valley to Valverde County, the integrity of public officials has been compromised on a massive scale. Two widely publicized cases in 2013 involved a former Hidalgo County sheriff and his son, a former police officer. In 2016, another highly reported case included five former officials of Crystal City that reportedly left the rural city $3 million in debt. Continuing up the Rio Grande, four Maverick County commissioners and one justice of the peace were arrested in 2015 on bribery charges and involvement in a bid-rigging scheme. And in 2015, a Vaverde County commissioner was arrested on charges that included bribery, false statements on tax returns and wire fraud. More recently, on the way from the border, former state senator Carlos Uresti of San Antonio was convicted of 11 felonies in 2018, including fraud and money laundering. He was subsequently sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. Uresti was also charged and sentenced in a Reeves County Correctional Center inmate medical services contract case involving the division of bribery payments with former Reeves County Judge Jimmy Galindo. Governor Perry cut $7 million in anti-corruption funding. While some of the violations in these investigations overlap, it seems the FBI does most of the heavy lifting in these local and state-level cases, whether federal or state laws were broken. There are some investigatory resources available to the state regarding public corruption. Yet in 2013, former Governor Rick Perry vetoed more than $7 million in funding for the state public integrity unit, located in the Travis County District Attorney's Office and charged with investigating public corruption. The veto essentially ended the life of the unit. However, it was resurrected through legislation a couple of years later and came under the purview of the Texas Rangers, the iconic law enforcement division of the Department of Public Safety, DPS, operates two units. Their public corruption unit was established by the 81st legislature and is mandated to investigate public corruption as it pertains to public officials, officers of the law and any other person who holds a position of trust. The new or incipient public integrity unit is responsible for investigating offenses committed by state officers and employees, removing that authority from the Travis County District Attorney's Office. The DPS had not definitively responded to a request for an interview and data prior to the submission of this article. Tyke Levenger, a former Justice Department attorney and Texas lawyer who filed a federal lawsuit in 2018 against several employees of the DPS on behalf of a former special agent with the DPS Criminal Investigation Division, believes the state isn't committed to battling the scourge of public corruption. "I have no confidence in the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, or the legislature," he wrote via email. "Most elected Republicans in Texas point to D.C. and complain about how corrupt it is, and the federal government is pervasively corrupt, but that has become a distraction from how bad things are in Austin. Texas has never been serious about fighting corruption, and that was true when the state was run by Democrats." McDonald doesn't believe the state possesses a bona fide oversight or enforcement agency to combat public misconduct. Ethics Commission effectiveness questioned. "I don't think there's much of an enforcement agency out there," McDonald said. "The Attorney General's office is certainly not a watchdog for political corruption." He added that the Attorney General's office will take a case or two, but only when called in. "The AG doesn't have any direct statutory authority to investigate or prosecute political corruption per se," McDonald said. "It only happens when it comes to their attention through other sources. So there's not really a regime of investigation on the lookout for political corruption." Texas does possess an ethics commission, but its effectiveness is questionable. According to the agency, it is authorized to undertake civil enforcement actions on its own motion or in response to a sworn complaint, hold enforcement hearings, issue orders, and impose civil penalties. The commission may ultimately resolve a sworn complaint by dismissal, referral for criminal prosecution, or imposition of a civil penalty. It doesn't discourage, if you will, bad behavior because of the leniency of the fines and penalties, McDonald said. Instead, McDonald said, regulatory authority comes from the citizens and much of what is brought forth is done by third parties. Yet, he added that most people don't have the capacity for sifting through laws and conducting the necessary research to file a formal complaint. "Most of the enforcement that comes is third party triggered by the citizen, s, with complaints, so the political institutions, be they local or statewide, don't play much of a role in ferreting out or prosecuting corruption," he said. McDonald believes the powers that be don't want to inhibit corruption. "I mean, it's clear the legislature has tried to limit the power of the Ethics Commission," he said. "They tried to make it easier for corrupt state officials to escape prosecution. It's their job, circle the wagons and protect the powerful." He said they have been working on reforms and restrictions for more than 20 years but have mostly spun their wheels. "It's almost a hopeless grind," he remarked. "Through votes or watchdog actions, the state's citizens will ultimately decide how to hold public officials accountable." Comma forwarded message, dash, from LAOPCO at FBI.gov. Date Friday, January 7, 2022 at 1:07 a.m. Subject automatic reply, external email, dash Ray, TCJS complaint closed, to James Driscoll. "Thank you for your email. Your message is important to us. This inbox is not monitored 24/7. We will respond as soon as possible. If you are a member of the media and would like to request public information, please contact F. B. I. Media coordinator Laura Emailer in Los Angeles at 310-420-6441 or visit F. B. I. Press Office-Los Angeles Division to find recent press statements, threat reporting. As a reminder, for immediate, specific threat information, call 911. Please report all other threat information on the line at https://tips.fbi.gov, via phone at 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-225-5324, or Los Angeles Field Office 310-477-6565. Internet crimes can be reported at www.ic3.gov. Recruitment, https://www.fbi.gov/contact-officer/los-angeles/recruitment, FBI, Community Outreach Programs, https://www.fbi.gov/contact-officer/los-angeles/community-outreach, FBI, Speaker Request Form https://forms, FBI.gov/los-angeles-division-, FBI-speaker-presenter-request-form, FBI, Jobs, https://FBI.jobs.gov/, FBI, HQ Experience Tour, https://www.fbi.gov/contact-FBI-headquarters/FBI-experience, Federal Bureau of Investigation Los Angeles, Office of Public and Congressional Affairs, on Friday, January 7, 2022 at 1:01 a.m. James Driscoll wrote, Note CC List, send us a story, if you see breaking news, call the newsroom, 512-459-9442. If you have a story idea or a digital picture of breaking news, e-mail it to news@kvu.com. Fax, 512-533-2233, e-mail the kvu.com editorial team at kvudigital@kvu.com. Grammarly reports, tone detector, how this may sound to readers, slightly frowning faced sad, confounded face disapproving, dear Elizabeth Thomas of TCJS State, Texas, U.S. Thank you for looking into this matter. Your response, in my view, is not accepted. You may have closed out based on the letter that you provided, but in view of the seriousness, I must reject your vague reference letter in this case. As you might not be aware of, outside of the actual complaint that was processed, I have additional presentations to the seriousness of this violation. These matters are in direct relevance to national security concerns and cannot be dropped and left as you have closed this case complaint. As I mentioned, cells 1-24 in the infirmary section of the Williamson County Jail are the mentioned cells. I would have preferred the details of these cells mentioned in your response letter. In so doing, the letter detaches its response of responsibility. As you are public service agencies, you work for me. Therefore, the statement that is in your response letter is not detailed, nor does it impose responsibility for the mentioned inspection. You may have closed this complaint, but the matter remains unconfirmed. The removal of 24 smoke detection units from the ceiling of the cell block is not easy to return back to operational status. First, I am sure that the violations that I observed were done many years ago. To return these cells back to their installed operation means they would have to relocate the smoke detectors and then reinstall them. The worst issue about this is how the missing smoke detectors have to have status indication wired as bypassed circuits. I am more than positive that you did not inspect the very specifically mentioned cells in the infirmary cells of the Williamson County Jail. The cells were removed many years ago and most likely would not have been relocated on site. They would have required repurchasing, which is rather unlikely that has been done. I demand to see the records and slasher video of the cells that I encountered as a part of my very own jailhouse stay records. If you are unable to provide details, you are involved in a conspiracy cover-up. Individually, Elizabeth Thomas, you are guilty of a conspiracy cover-up. Is that the way you want to have this set closed? This response here has direct at FBI.gov addressing, but that is not the most relevant detail. Overview of this public record document, please. http://webdomainsrelophumannet/texasjailproject.org/. This has spoken voice narrative audio media player embedded. index/texasjailproject.org. Icon name last modified size description. Parent dir. Parent directory dash. Dear, Gmail-Texas Jail Project-Notice of Fire Protection System Modifications FILA/2021-12-01916-TXT, Gmail-Texas Jail Project-Notice of Fire Protection System Modifications HTM 2021-12-01190546K, Texas Jail Project-Notice of Fire Protection System Changes OGG 2021-12-01618-6.9M. Texas Jail Project-Notice of Fire Protection System Changes to OGG 2021-12-01359-5.9M. Complaint message excerpted here. Note, complaint sent December 1, 2021. Inspection reported to have occurred December 3, 2021. Really? Gmail James Driscoll, Notice of Fire Protection System Modifications - Against Fire Code, Smoke Detectors Removed and Missing from Infirmary Individual Cells, 24 Count, - Seriously, Intentionally Removed, and Act Sinister Upon Future Purposes, One Message, James Driscoll Wednesday, December 1, 2021 at 1:28 a.m., to complaints, at, tcjs.state.tx.us, cc, help, at, TexasJailProject.org, Notice of Spoken Voice Media, Image PNG, Texas Jail Project-Notice of Fire Protection System Changes OGG, please click on Speaking Head Emoji to play OGG Audio Media, 19 minutes 41 seconds, the situation that is being reported here very serious, I am expecting a timely responsive return to my reporting efforts here, thank you, this remains to be of MPTAPRO binding on to remedy of these matters. This serious infraction of jailhouse specifications and the operations of the jail I so far have not fully expressed into this recorder matters placed upward into presumed community view and action affairs in a correction that must be applied onto the jail. These matters have been delivered as truthfully as possible I can write. These community affairs addresses of remedy have gone from the needed involvement of the Texas local agency in Williamson County, further upward into federal level of reporting into the United States Justice Department. The public root directory access to the contents of this effort can be found here. Texas Jail Project, http://webdomainsrelup.humannet/texasjailproject.org/United States Department of Justice, http://webdomainsrelup.humannet/justice.gov/, and in view of the labeled MPTAPRO domain 2, Williamson County, Texas Sheriff's Office, http://fuckeduphuman.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/, $3.90 from Amazon - a photo of a golden color necklace with the Adinkra communication system symbol of MPTAPRO - a binding knot, the knot that binds parties together to form a peaceful resolve of reconciliation. If Amazon can offer us collectively interview to support the symbolism of MPTAPRO, then so too can you, of the persons here involved, can bring into your perspective a news that represents community affairs are bonded onto this matter for peacemaking and community discourse resolve. A community-level response from this matter is required to maintain your professionalism in the roles of your job placement. Further, to be an effective representative of duty to enforce laws being subverted here and responsible for the honest portrayal of what has happened in these matters, these considerations must be discussed and placed into reconciliation, a concept that you might not be familiar with, but a concept shown here to you all to be placed into a differing cause of action. We must change our perspectives and follow into recognizing this binding to fulfill our betterment purpose. You cannot just sit back into a background holding a silent void. I will not allow such disorientation onto our society. These matters are broader expansive from the local involved Williamson County, Texas upward into federal level authority. If we cannot find the need for community duty, this matter is whacked out true. I demand the naming of persons to be removed from their job positions. That would specifically be persons involved in my duration of time as an inmate, booking number 21-192333, in the medical requests interfaces that were mishandled. The issue being of history before I arrived - apparently - you have not yet learned a lesson of change. Williamson County Jail Fails Inspection KVUE, multi-part video playlist. What is installed in the jailhouse are extreme violations of the code and the reference below of the fire protection equipment installed in the jail, as should be put into immediate inspection - as I know it exists as I describe. Inspections must obviously be an immediate fail. I reject your letter to close this complaint, with obvious interference bias, - that is reported into the public view on YouTube. Williamson County Jail Hate Incubator Malformed Operations Observed, James Driscoll, 1/30, play button, 2:17 now playing. Williamson County Jail Fails Inspection KVUE, KVUE, 2:13:13 now playing. Williamson County Sheriff Indicted, Booked into Jail for Felony Charge, KXAN, 3:336 now playing. New Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation. KVUE 4, 236 now playing. Former Williamson County deputy arrested, facing assault and oppression charges. KVUE 5, 2029 now playing. Williamson County's law and order reputation led to corruption, officials say. KVUE 6, 307 now playing. Tour of New Williamson Company Jail, the Southern, 7, 812 now playing. Williamson County Sheriff hires officers with troubled pasts. KVUE 8, 51 hours and 53 minutes now playing. Williamson County Sheriff Robert Chuddy indicted, officials discuss charges. KVUE 9, 53 hours and 20 minutes now playing. News conferences held after Williamson County Sheriff's indictment. KXAN 10, 453 now playing. Defenders, the cost of lawsuits against the Williamson County Sheriff's Office. KVUE 11, 420 now playing. New Williamson County Sheriff Mike Gleason sworn in, announces 5 deputy misconduct investigations. KXAN 12, 636 now playing. Victims share stories of violent confrontations with Williamson County Sheriff's deputies. Austin American-Statesman 13, 334 now playing. Former Williamson County deputy charged speaks at an exclusive interview. KXAN 14, 625 now playing. Man accused of assaulting office R in Capitol riot was Williamson County Sheriff's deputy. Craftster 15, 248 now playing. Williamson County Texas Sheriff's putting the bad guys back to work. Eyes on Bloodludes 16, 344 now playing. Williamson County Sheriff rehires deputy indicted in 2019 excessive force case. Police brutality matters 17, 27 hours and 20 minutes now playing. Williamson County's law and order reputation led to corruption, officials say. Live.kvue, KVUE 18, 750 now playing. Williamson TX Sheriff Department excessive force actions investigated by Texas Rangers for patterns. James Justice 19, 106 now playing. Williamson County Sheriff's Office highlights new app. WSIL News 3, 20, 156 now playing. Inmate sues Williamson County over improper medical care. KVUE 21, 32 hours and 6 minutes now playing. Psychiatric treatment or torture, the Oak Ridge experiment. The Fifth Estate 22, 48 hours and 21 minutes now playing. Inside Broadmoor, notorious prison documentary. Real stories 23, 44 hours and 23 minutes now playing. Britain's most dangerous psychiatric hospital, prison documentary. Real stories 24, 609 now playing. Gang stalking, sensitization slash classical conditioning. Maskedzilla 25, 252 now playing. What is gang stalking? Plain Law 26, 1712 now playing. Lessons from the Mental Hospital. Glennon Doyle Melton TEDx Traverse City TEDx Talks 27, 57 hours and 5 minutes now playing. In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts. Dr. Gabor Mate Joe Polish 28, 1816 now playing. The Murders Police Gangs of Los Angeles. The Gravel Institute 29, 848 now playing. How a Corrupt Baltimore Police Task Force Tainted Thousands of Cases. HBO Vice News 30, 1231 now playing. Against Their Will, locked away in a mental hospital after voluntarily seeking help. WFAA /fuckedup.human.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/index-of-williamson-county-texas-jail icon name last modified size description parent dear parent directory dash dear audio narratives comp archive /2021-11-2011-31- dear contacts and saved site pages at wheel.co.org /2021-11-17754- dear faxes /2021-11-2813-35- dear futures hate incubation dash under logics dash AI and machine learning defeating hate ideologies society wide dash can we make it before hate conquered out of the extreme erosion of trust before county collapse /2021-11-1719-32- dear inmate dash booking ID dash 21-192333 /2021-11-17752- dear messenger /2021-12-13-1044- dear smart jail mail com /2021-11-17756- dear take-responsibility-challenge-meth-law-must-changes-2021-11-22712- Dear, YouTube videos-local news reports-2021-11-17-1137- http://fucked-up-human.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/messenger/index/williamson-county-texas-jail/messenger icon name last modified size description parent dear parent directory dash dear deck dash 13 dash 2021 slash 2021 dash 12 dash 13 1044 dash dear if dash you dash want to dash achieve dash respect dash first dash define dash it dash with dash excellence fill a slash 2021 dash 11 dash 28 530 dash img betrayal oft commons dash title dot png 2021 dash 11 dash 28 722 718 k txt if dash you dash want to dash achieve dash respect dash first dash define dash it dash with dash excellence dot htm 2021 dash 11 dash 30 16 50 267 k comma if dash you dash want to dash achieve dash respect dash first dash define dash it dash with dash excellence dot og 2021 dash 11 dash 28 710 9.2 m img note dash content above dot png 2021 dash 11 dash 28 16 41 20 k img ana akapananiwa dash at grew up to gif 2021 dash 07 dash 05 207 1.3 m img trust dash ladder dot png 2021 dash 07 dash 05 2209 85 k img williamson county dash chalkboard dot png 2021 dash 11 dash 28 1043 2.6 m img quote dash when dash your dash practice dash has dash led dash you dash to dash experiences dash that dash you dash can dash t dash understand dash you dash need dash a dash better dash betty dash sue dash flowers dash 91 dash 19 dash 47 jpg 2021 dash 07 dash 07 631 79 k on Monday, January 3rd, 2022 at 11:46 a.m. Elizabeth Thomas wrote, good afternoon, your complaint regarding Williamson County has been closed, please see the attached official response. Best regards, Elizabeth Thomas, Complaint Inspector, Texas Commission on Jail Standards, December 27, 2021, James Driscoll, inthemindway@gmail.com, Dear Mr. Driscoll, your letter regarding Williamson County Jail has been reviewed by the inspector. After reviewing your allegations, it was determined that no violation of minimum standards has occurred. You allege that Williamson County life safety equipment is not up to standards. On 12/3/21 an unannounced inspection of Williamson County was conducted by this agency. The inspector reported that all life safety equipment was in working order, and the cells you mentioned were specifically inspected to confirm compliance with minimum standards. While this case will be closed, we will continue to monitor Williamson County for compliance with minimum standards. Best regards, Elizabeth Thomas, Complaint Inspector, Texas Commission on Jail Standards.